4 CBA Mobile.
Afternoon, Dave, KA 5 WLL Mobile. I couldn't copy KA 5 WLL.
EXB, sorry Leroy, I don't recall your call sign. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Lloyd. I just got off work and head towards the house. On a short drive here. KA5WLL mobile.
Yep, same here. I just got off work, so I probably got about a 20-minute ride to the house. It's a lot better than being on 85 like you used to have to. 45 minutes to an hour ride.
I only got about 10 minutes at tops, but that's if I don't hit red lights. But had a good day at work, and like I said, now heading home to get some rest. Hope you had a good day also.
Yep, had a good day in the IT world. I know you're not on, you're probably not on Wade Hampton if you said you're not going to get hit by a lot of red lights.
Cross it, and that's about the only red light I got. I'm at St. Mark and White Hampton. I just got to cross over, and I'll be through and then through downtown Taylor's.
Yep, that's definitely good, because that's another road that will stress you out because of the, I guess, the inconsistency of the way the lights are timed, because one will be green, you get to the other one, it's red, and then they're just not timed well at all. So you may go one or two blocks and you're staggered with red and green lights the whole time.
I've done that many times coming home from work, and it'd be the same situation. You never know what light you're going to catch next. Or you could be on a good day and you can catch either all red or all green coming up. So sometimes it works out.
Yes, it does. And but just has to remember to take it in stride and remain calm, because there's really not much you can do about it. Doesn't help getting stressed out and angry about it.
Yep, because it doesn't really at all times.
There was a weak signal, you know, stepping in on you, so just kind of diffusing your signal a little bit, if you can repeat.
Yep, I'm trying to get on green coming up, trying to get on red coming up. Again, in the long run, it works out the same pretty much. I'm out there trying to play around, but that's okay. He'll get caught one day.
I hope so, yeah, because that's another issue that you might as well not even worry about, because they're just... It only makes it worse if you sit there and show that you get agitated about it. They're just going to keep on going.
One day he may accidentally get legal.
The worst part about it, if he is legal and doing it, then he will become illegal again.
True. They had a guy caught not too long ago, and he got fined $10,000, and he got all of his equipment taken away. I think he's even looking at jail time.
Was he just broadcasting without a license at all, or just on a frequency he wasn't supposed to be on?
No, he had a license. It just a frequency he wasn't supposed to be on.
Yep, I know that hurts, because as they say, this is not a cheap man's hobby to have all your equipment taken away.
Plus having to do jail time on top of it.
Yeah, if you go to jail for something like that, you might as well just make up a hardcore story instead of explaining why you're in jail for SEC violations for the illegal use of a ham radio.
Anyways, I'm about where I need to be, and I will let you go for now, and good hearing from you. I haven't heard from you in a while, but I haven't been on the radio in a while myself. So we'll talk to you, Lloyd. And you take care. 7-3, can't remember your call sign either. So, but as long as I can remember mine, I'm good. KFIWLL. We'll talk to you later.
Hey, Roy. Please take it easy. Yeah, it's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's just kind of sometimes odd to how quiet it is on the way home. It's KO4PXB.